Welcome to Bangor City's Audio Boom channel. I'm joined now by City's manager, Nev Powell. Nev, 0-0 draw tonight against Aberystwyth in that race for seventh place. I suppose have to be happy with the point, but obviously 3 points would have been better.
Yeah, I thought we controlled the game for a long period. You know, we played some good stuff, to be fair. A really solid performance at the back. Obviously, they were dangerous on the break with the pace of, you know, Kellaway. But, it was a good, entertaining 0-0 draw, really. But I thought we were going to win the game 1-0. And you look at the chances we had second half, you've got to be putting one of them away.
Yeah.
Didn't come. You know, it's important we didn't concede the other end. And that's a pleasing thing that's come out of the game. That's our second clean sheet on the bounce. And, if we can do that in the next five games, we won't be far off seventh place.
Yeah, good pressure second half there. Just didn't quite come off in the end. Couple of almighty scrambles box there.
We looked lively. Well. You know, we played some good stuff. You know, young Mike Elston and Sean Kavanagh have come in and done well again, and it looked a bit of buzz about the team. You know, a bit of spark there. And as you say, we played some nice stuff and a bit more luck. You know, we would have pinched one second half, but we'll take the points. It still keeps us in pole position, and we'll move on to the next big one at Real next week.
Yeah, obviously special mention again to Sean Kavanagh and Michael Elston. Yeah, full 90 minutes for Sean, and good performance as well by Michael.
I thought the two of them were excellent. You know, yeah. The young lads, and they understand that, you know, we've got a few missing, and you know, we've had to throw them in, but they haven't let anyone down, and I thought the two of them were excellent tonight. There was a bit of a pace about them. Sean's very intelligent where we were playing him in the centre of the park, and you know, we made some good runs, and you know, he made good use of the ball, and he's a real good lad for the future, and hopefully he'll be with Bangor City. But as you say, that the good youngsters, and this is what we need to blood.
Yeah, big game next Saturday, live on Scorio.
Well, yeah, you know, we've had two live games and we haven't done ourselves justice in both of them. You know, after beating Llandudno convincingly away on Boxing Day, to put in a performance a couple of days later in front of the camera, so players understand that, and I'm a lot of averages with you, a good one on the telly, so fingers crossed to be next week against our local rivals, Real.
And any news on the injuries with Ryan and Deck?
Yeah, right. I think Deck's going to go and have another scan on his knee because it's not really improving. Ryan he's had it looked at, and there's no damage there. It's just a bruise on the ligament, and you never know, he could be fit for next week. So we'll have to wait and see. But as you say, we're not overly concerned because these youngsters that have come in are taking their chance well. You know, and you can see there was a lot of good performances there. Ashley Young and Damon Allen bossed the midfield tonight. You know, experienced players. Thought Steve Lewis's footwork up front was excellent. You know, and there wasn't many out there that never put a shift in tonight. And you wouldn't have thought that would have ended up a 0-0 draw.
Yeah. So all focus now on to next weekend. So look forward to that.
Yeah, they're all big games. You know, we've got five big ones coming up, and they don't get any bigger than the game at Real Live on Scorio next week, and we've got to make sure we're prepared properly and ready for it.
Okay, thanks, Nev. Cheers.
Cheers, Kev.